The three-year-old Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI, has already pumped more than $1 billion into lake cleanup projects in the eight-state region. $180 million has been spent in Wisconsin. Environmentalist Todd Ames of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition says the money has helped clean up polluted harbors, impaired tributaries, and more.
90,000 acres of wetlands and other habitat in the Great Lakes restored. 800 river miles cleared of barriers resulted in fish swimming into stretches of river where they had been absent for decades. Real, tangible victories.
Ames is among many advocates pushing the Republican-controlled House of Representatives to join Democrats and maintain $300 million a year in funding for the initiative. But University of Michigan professor Don Scavia, who studies environmental sustainability, wonders if all the individual cleanups are improving broad areas of the lakes.
Is Southern Lake Huron getting better? Is Western Lake Erie getting better and more productive? Not just the individual projects that are being focused on. Are we improving the approaches to restoration? I mean, this is a lot of money being spent on a really important system, a very complex system.
The U.S. EPA says monitoring of the cleanup projects has been taking place all along. The agency assumes the GLRI, at some dollar level, will continue and is working on a draft plan for Phase 2 of the initiative to be released next year. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.